Hello, my friends. I am so excited to get back to you on my favorite topic of nutrition and weight loss. And you're probably guessing why. Well, first and foremost, because it worked for me, and I strongly believe it will do the job for you as well. My main podcast theme typically is about finances, budgeting, and getting rid of debt. Speaking of nutrition, I think fits right in my podcast because here I will teach you how to do it eating 5 times a day and lose weight on a budget. My friend, you might seriously struggle with debt or having a hard time meeting your month's end. Maybe you're looking for means how to fund your dream business. I invite you to book with me a free 10-15 minute discovery call to find some practical and simple ways to help you out with a simple plan. I would love to meet you and offer some tools in lining up simple steps towards your financial freedom. Find the link below this episode in the show notes for my available call times. I also offer you an invitation to become a member of my free private Facebook group, where I plan many exciting events to take place, such as live Q&A sessions, where I will be answering your questions submitted by you through Facebook direct messaging. I would love to meet all my fellow special needs moms so we can share our experiences, struggles, and wins, to socialize with other like-minded moms just like you who are on a mission to lock in their finances on a journey to financial freedom. Join now by the link provided in the episode's show notes. And now, after you booked a call with me and joined the Facebook group, I want to get into your fridge. Oh, wait, what? Yes, you heard me right. Let's go through your fridge, pantry, your shopping list, and everything about food and nutrition. I'm a bit extreme here. It's actually very, very simple, my friends, to eat healthy and stay fit. My precious friend, are you hit with your child's disability diagnosis? How to afford medical bills, special equipment, therapies, caregivers? The list goes on. How about that car loan, a pile of credit cards, a mortgage? How to grasp such life around your head and remain sane? Hi, Deanna Gallas here with Simple Money Systems Podcast. I am a special needs mom, a Christian wife, a successful business owner, and a daughter of the King. I help special needs moms create wealth solutions through simple financial strategies that I created to set you free from debt culture, money wasting, and ever-changing mode of currency and market volatility. If you're ready to say yes to financial freedom and exchange everything that hasn't worked for a plan that will, results that are undeniable, like peace of mind, better sleep, improved mood, and more money in your pocket, this podcast is for you. Hug your bug or boo, and off we go. Cook at all. I am good at planning, organizing, learning new things, and speaking my second language, which is truly my learned skill now. I can prepare a good meal and even can host a party, but everything food is not my forte. For many years, I really struggled with food obsession, being overweight by 50 pounds or 23 kilograms. And not because I was a crazy food addict, but mostly because I did not know the very simple food formula that I live by every day now and happy to share with you on this podcast. I was overweight, depressed, grumpy, and often angry and hungry all the time. The worst thing, I looked like 20 years older my age. I count myself lucky that none of the crazy diseases often associated with obesity, malnutrition, and excessive dieting affected me in any way. I recall a few years ago when I decided to get fit and in shape by fasting. After a couple of months on a strict water diet, I started feeling light, dizzy, and sick. And my Water Monday diet wasn't even so harsh. I got concerned and scheduled an appointment with my doctor to get some blood work done. The next day, I received a phone call from a medical clinic, and it was a very, very concerned voice of my doctor on the other line. My blood work analysis came back with some troublesome results. My doctor was literally talking to me on the phone with a trembling voice, worrying about my well-being. Well, I wasn't feeling as bad as he sounded, but it got me on my toes. I knew exactly what was wrong with me, but I didn't know how to fix it. It was the last thing for me to go ahead and eat everything and gain again like crazy, because I knew that being overweight is unhealthy as much. So what to do? What would you do? Well, I began researching, joining nutrition clubs and groups, joining health marathons, programs, lessons, everything I could think of. And friends, it wasn't on a budget. But I would spend my time and money to get my health back on track, and not just to fix my current health condition at that time, but most importantly, I was looking for a long-term solution, a plan that I could stick with. I can't emphasize enough, my dear friends, the importance of your personal health and well-being. You are the person who may be one in the whole world who is entrusted with your special treasure to care for and nurture your precious, exceptional child. Your health is crucial for your happiness and well-being, and if you think you won't do it for yourself, just think about your child. Today, I'm very satisfied with my health, my fitness and nutrition, and my budget. And as a side effect of all of this, I have my fridge and pantry organized. What else do I need, you might think, right? It is very simple, actually, just having open and clear mind projecting your future health onto your plate today, right in front of you. Every time I open my mouth to eat, I think, what do I let inside of me? Is it to please my eyes and taste buds? Is it to satisfy my sensory experience of food, flavors, and textures? It might be very helpful when you're in a food contest running for the first place just to get that prize. Keep in mind that we are running a different contest, a contest of a fit, healthy, wealthy, exceptional mama. So, how many times a day do you eat? Do you even care? Well, I used to eat one time a day, thinking of cleansing my body, being easy on my digestive organs, and of course, with the purpose of losing weight. Nope, it didn't work because I would binge my crazy appetite the very next day. Welcome to the food roller coaster. Now I eat 5 times a day, cook once, maybe twice a week, if my hubby behaves, do grocery shopping once a week, and kiss my grocery receipt. How does it sound? First of all, I eat my breakfast. It must include lean proteins like meats, eggs, tofu, some whole grains, preferably cooked, and a load of fresh greens and veggies. Similar food ingredients for lunch, and for dinner, same ingredients, but grains. That's it. How much simpler it can be. I also eat 2 snacks in between my morning and lunch, and between my lunch and a dinner. For my morning snack, I eat 1 fruit, and for my afternoon snack, I take a closed fist of nuts. And friends, drink at least 1 gallon or 4 liters of water per day, please. One more very important advice. Avoid consuming sugar in all shapes and forms, at all costs, and white flour. Avoid these 2 deadly, most processed food products that literally have the power to get your body sick. Okay, I lost 15 pounds or 6.5 kilograms in 30 days by following this simple meal plan. And I never felt so energized, healthy, and in perfect shape. My sleep improved and my thinking process got much better. No more lightheadedness or dizzy moments. I do more in less time and as productive as I can be. What do you think? I would love to review each of your meal plates. Simply take a picture of your plate and place it in a Simple Body Systems Facebook group. You might come up with a new healthy recipe that others would love to try as well. I encourage you to make a weekly meal plan for all your family. Go through your fridge and pantry and create a grocery shopping list so you stop buying items that you don't need. Make it your weekly routine because this will save you precious time and bank. Buy raw, less processed food. Prep healthy meals and enjoy your meal times with your family. Watch your food portions though. You do not need to buy expensive meal shakes, so-called protein powders, fancy cookware, crazy snack bars, or even peanut butter jars. Instead of a cookie jar or a bag of chips, buy yourself a piece of lean, fresh beef, lamb, chicken, or fish meat. Do you know that after a few days of staying off the sugars, your taste buds will adapt and eventually will stop driving you crazy? Give it a try and stay the course. Do not fall short. You have a great drive to stay on track of fitness, health, and wealth. Share your nutrition experience on my private and free Facebook group. If you are not a member yet, join it now by following the link in the show notes of this episode. Also, don't forget to schedule a free 10-minute budgeting coaching discovery call. Book your time now at the show notes. My friend, if you find this episode helping in any way, or if you learn a few nuggets that make your life more healthy, meaningful, or a little bit wealthier, please leave a 5-star review on my iTunes podcast. I read all of the reviews, treasuring every single one. This way, I know if the information I provide is useful and encouraging, making you just a bit more free. If you have a topic or a question in your mind, let me know by writing me to Diana@DianaGallas.com. I would love to hear it on my podcast. I am looking forward to hearing from you. And now, I wish you get in your best, healthy and wealthy shape. Get rich in grace, love, hope, joy, peace, and patience with yourself. I know I did it, so you can do it as well. Keep eating and just get more healthy. My dear friend, I hope you found this episode insightful. I truly believe that a mom like you can be an inspiration to many others just by simply sharing this podcast, leaving the path of precious gems behind for those moms who are yet to find them. Would you share it with other ladies so they can also find a way to a meaningful, purpose-driven, debt-free life? Thank you for your dedication and hard work day in and day out, caring for your exceptional child's needs. Please know that you are a precious gem yet to be shined. Don't give up. Look above abilities. The best is yet to come. Until next time, Diana Gallas.